My guest today is Erin Noble. She is the New Jersey State FFA Specialist. First, just tell us what CTE is.
Career and Technical Education, or CTE, are programs that provide students with the academics and technical skills needed for high-wage, high-skill, high-demand careers in the 21st century. Rigor and relevance are at the forefront of these programs. According to the Association of Career and Technical Education, they can be found in 94% of high school students, 13 million post-secondary students, and you can find these programs in high schools, career centers, community and technical colleges, and four-year universities. CTE programs emphasize real-world life skills and develop students so that they are college and career ready.
So how does agricultural education and FFA fit into CTE?
Under the umbrella of career and technical education, there are 16 career clusters. Some of them include hospitality and tourism, health science, so on and so forth. And agriculture, food, and natural resources is one of these career clusters. Within the ag, food, and natural resources career cluster, there are seven pathways, everything from agribusiness systems to animal systems and food products and processing systems. And the AF&R career cluster focuses on the production, processing, marketing, distribution, financing, and development of agricultural commodities and resources. Ag-Ed is delivered through three components. We've got classroom instruction, laboratory instruction, where contextual, inquiry-based instruction and learning takes place, and this is where the students receive that instruction through the interactive classroom. We have supervised agricultural experience, which is an experiential learning or work-based learning experience that students implement outside of the classroom. And then there's FFA, which engages students in activities and programs that develop their premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. And that's what makes agricultural so unique and makes so many of us so passionate about what we do. It's because we give a well-rounded educational opportunity to students and just set them up for career success and lifelong success.
Well, this month is CTE month. What is the purpose of having a specified month for CTE, and what is done during this month?
February is CTE month, and this is a celebration of the achievements and accomplishments of CTE students, teachers, programs, and what have you nationwide. This month is a month where those involved in career and technical education are encouraged to share their stories, whether it be of excellence in the classroom or success stories of graduates. And it's also a time for people to raise an awareness to the community that there is a need for career and technical education programs so we can better prepare people for the future and ensure economic success and workforce competitiveness within the future of our country.
Provide some examples of this year's theme.
This year's theme is recognizing classroom innovators, and in agriculture education specifically, we have excellent examples of what's happening in the classroom. We have students who are conducting agricultural-based research in the classroom and coming up with innovative ideas for growers and producers to use in real-world applications. It's also FFA week, so we have a lot of chapters that are creating events where they recognize and show appreciation for their program supporters. They bring awareness to agriculture to their school and community, and they even conduct service projects. One event that I'll be actually attending at the end of the month, we've got a school that will be encouraging their students to create their own recipes using concepts that they learned in their food science and safety course, which I think is pretty neat. And we may be tasting some future products that may be on store shelves down the road. So teachers and students alike are innovators in the classroom. We also have examples of graduates who have gone through agriculture programs and have actually been hired for emerging career opportunities, specifically using technology, things such as GIS technology, where they're helping growers identify where they can use fewer inputs so that they can increase their yields but still be good stewards of the land and our natural resources.
Well, thank you so much, Erin.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
That was Erin Noble, New Jersey State FFA Specialist. I'm Shanika Otterby on FFA Today.